Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend from a long time ago, bankruptcy attorney, Alex Adams, is joining us to talk with us about some things that you may not know that you're going to be affected by during bankruptcy if you've thought about bankruptcy. Let me also back up that attorney Alex is also very compassionate, and he wants you to feel like the attorneys are approachable. I chuckle because over the years, I've become more and more comfortable with attorneys because they answer your questions. They let you know, what's important, what do you need to be paying attention to, how to reset your life. And before I interviewed attorneys on my show, I was afraid of them as well. So I want to put this out to the This Needs to Be Said audience. So that's where the chuckle comes, because I've overcome that and spending time with attorneys. And bankruptcy is a topic that, just around the water cooler, if you're saying it with your friends, it sounds bad. What did you do wrong that you have to file bankruptcy? Or, you know, and then you say it and it's a, you know, you drop your voice an octave because you don't want anybody to hear about this. And you're afraid if you do file bankruptcy, everyone will know. And what if it goes against how you were raised or the principles that you guide your life by? What if it just doesn't feel right? Well, I encourage you to stay tuned. Keep your pen and paper out, because there's always something to learn. And the aha moments, I didn't know that, get ready for those. That's what's going to happen. So if you find yourself in a place in life where you need to reset, which is what I've learned to put bankruptcy as a synonym to, you're going to reset your life. These are some things you want to know about. And you know what? You really don't want to be in a situation right now to learn this, but if you are, you definitely want to tune in. But I just don't like it when we only figure things out when there's a fire. Put this down in the event of life needing to be reset. Put this in that category in your life and make notes. Put it where you file your important papers, because you never know when you or someone close to you will need this information, and you can share it with them. Attorney Alex is going to share with us how to get in touch with him outside of This Needs to Be Said. He's going to give us a lot of great information. So I want you to listen attentively. And at this time, I want to welcome Attorney Alex to This Needs to Be Said. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today.
I'm glad that you stopped back by here and spend some time with us to talk about bankruptcy matters. So here we go. You're the expert. I got my pen and paper out, just like I told the audience to do. And I want to jump right in, because there are a couple of things that, as I was looking over the questions, I didn't know I could be affected by. And the first one for me is about your driver's license. I didn't even know your driver's license could be affected by bankruptcy. And maybe it I don't know. Teach me, because I want to know, what is it about your driver's license and bankruptcy that could be a concern to someone?
Well, yeah, I have a lot of clients that come into my office, and for a number of reasons, they're in a number of different debt categories. We're talking about the problems they have. And one of the questions that I ask my clients is, do you have any outstanding traffic tickets or criminal convictions you owe money on? And I'm always surprised that I hear the answer is yes to a lot of those. And we kind of split those into two categories. There's the things I can't get rid of, like criminal stuff, restitution, court fines, probation fees. But then there's a category of debt called really infractions or traffic tickets that in a specific bankruptcy, Chapter 13, I can't eliminate. And oftentimes I'm in a position talking to a client whose license has been suspended solely because of traffic tickets. And they may have $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 of tickets for a number of reasons, parking tickets, traffic tickets. And they're just, they're rolling the dice driving around because they don't know that they can handle the traffic tickets in a bankruptcy. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, traffic tickets and traffic ticket collections are stayed, and if you get through the bankruptcy, completely eliminated. This gives the drivers an opportunity, if the license is solely suspended for traffic tickets, to get the license reinstated right after filing a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, before you pay off the fines or before you get through the bankruptcy. This works in Chapter 13 only, but it's a nice gift to give to people who come into my office who don't realize I can get their license back in those situations. And it's surprising that most clients don't think that that's something that bankruptcy can help with, but it certainly can. And I want to spread the word on that for people that have traffic ticket issues that just can't pay them, sometimes Chapter 13 is a way to get that license reinstated and get back on track.
You know what I always wondered about when a person gets behind? It seems like you're in quicksand. You're constantly sinking, but you think you're digging yourself out. So with what you just shared, that is a sigh of relief because I wouldn't know. You know, I'm not paying a traffic ticket because I'm not able to. I don't see it in my budget to do it. And I've lost my license. And to get my license back, it's going to be a fee and a penalty or something, you know. Yeah. So it's going to be bigger than I imagined. So being able to wipe the slate clean, again, audience, I'm telling you, I'm not saying go file bankruptcy just for the sake of it, because I think you have to qualify for that. That's another question. However, I'm saying it's an option. When you're looking at solving your problems, it's an option. And sometimes you didn't even know to ask the question, like, can you help me with my driver's license? So now you know. So it just, I always wonder, like, they pile fees on you and penalties, and do you really want me to get out of the hole? And what you just said is like, hey, let's reset it. And it sounds simple. And I like that it sounds simple. I like when the solution is simple. So thank you for that. Go ahead.
You know, I think what you bring up is how to look at bankruptcy. Look, bankruptcy is a business decision for your personal life and your family life. It's nothing beyond that. There can be, you know, moral questions. I'm not the kind of person that was raised this way. And those are things that we can talk about. But at the end of the day, it's a business decision. And if your finances are in shambles, oftentimes even meeting with a bankruptcy attorney to just go over the options really sheds a light on one of the directions you want to go to resolve things. You know, one of the big, to get a little off topic, one of the big concerns I have with clients is they'll come in and meet with me after they've done everything. And my position is always, if this is even something to consider, meet sooner, because there's assets that people seem to liquidate, at least in my district, that you don't need to liquidate. For instance, 401ks. I can't tell you how many hundreds of clients have come in to file bankruptcy after they've liquidated their retirement account to pay the debts, and they're still in debt. And what, you know, most of my clients don't realize until we talk to them is typically retirement accounts are completely protected in bankruptcy, and that means you file bankruptcy, you get rid of your debt, and you typically keep your retirement account. It's questions like that that can't really be expressed, outside of an in-person meeting. I mean, I've had a number of clients say, I've read every bankruptcy blog that I can read, but, you know, sitting down with you for 20 minutes, now I understand what's going on, and I can really make the informed decisions I need to make. So I think that's a spot-on observation on what bankruptcy actually is.
I haven't heard it like that before. A business decision for your personal life, and that is perfect because it takes the emotion out of it. When you said that, I was like, okay, make a decision. And I felt that instantly. So yeah. I didn't even know that. And I interview you guys, so I'm not the expert. You better pay attention when this show is over. When we get to the end of the interview, please get his information so that you can get in touch with him, because I can only tell you what they tell me, and that's all I know. That's the extent of my education. So these questions do stand out to me because I'm a regular person, not an attorney, and I'm going, wow, I didn't know that.
You know, I think there's a lot of mystique with bankruptcy lawyers on what we are and what we actually do. I mean, you know, to a certain extent, I do the analogy that I'm like the dentist, right? You don't want to go to the dentist. You're there because your teeth hurt or you have some other need. But once your teeth is fixed, you say, wow, I should have done that a while ago. You know, I've had this abscess for 6 months or my teeth needed to be pulled. But once it's done, on hindsight, it's always less painful than you thought it was, and you feel a lot better for it. So, nobody really wants to be in my office, but if we're going to do it, the idea is we'll do the best job we can for you and be just real direct up front with the benefits and costs of it, and hopefully give you, if it makes sense, give you the result you're looking for.
Absolutely. But I hope everybody's looking to resolve it, and we don't know the answer to that resolution until we sit with someone like you. And I'm sitting here going, what's the next question? Okay, we have wage garnishments that can be a concern, as well as getting your car back. So I'm going to go with car since we were just talking about license.
If your car is repossessed, and I guess you Google the term car repossession, what am I supposed to do? Bankruptcy lawyers come up. So I get a lot of calls from people who's, my goodness, Alex, my car was repoed last night. This is my only way to work. I've got, kids that I got to pick up from school. I don't have alternate transportation. What am I supposed to do? In the right scenario, a bankruptcy can help get the car back. Again, specifically the Chapter 13 bankruptcy, which really reorganizes all of your debts into one monthly payment. Oftentimes, if your car was repossessed recently, we can recover the car for you and start the payments back up through the court Chapter 13 trustee payment process, which is kind of convoluted to explain over the phone on this interview. But you end up with a car payment to pay off your debts and some certain other things, and oftentimes we can get the car back if you get in touch with us quick enough. I mean, it doesn't make sense in all cases, but repossession of cars, getting the cars back into the debtor's possession and giving them an opportunity to pay it on a payment plan they can afford, and that's a big deal in bankruptcy, and it saves a lot of people, you know, jobs and lives and you know, crises from schools if you have your vehicle back.
Yeah.
That's a big part of what we do.
Yeah, depending on where you live, your car is, like, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and if you don't have a car here, I mean, we're growing, but if you don't have a car here, you're limited on what you can do. You spend an hour or 2 hours trying to get somewhere on the bus.
Right.
You know, so that makes a big difference. And I'm a single mom, so having to pick up children and drop off children would be a big, like, it's a need for me if I didn't have my car. So that's why I was stumbling over these questions, because if I don't have my driver's license, I don't have my car, and my wages are garnished. So they were like all in a ball together, and I know that they're, you know, different, but how different and how does it affect me? And I'm thinking of my personal life as the consumer, as the person that's coming to you, and these things are important to me, and I don't know that I can get them back. These are things I did. I have filed a bankruptcy many, many years ago before I knew you. I was one of those people who went into the office stomach in knots, in tears. What did I do wrong? You know, how did I get here? I tried to do everything right. And it's a bad feeling when you're unaware that it's actually help. You know, it just seems like I must have messed up to have to go here. And that's not what it is. And I'm glad, I'm so glad that you said it's a business decision for your personal life. I'm going to sing that. I can't really sing. I won't sing it during this interview. But you have shared with us some great information already, and I want to move over to wage garnishments, because I haven't had this happen to me, but I have had friends that say, oh, no, you know, the bank has frozen my money, or money was taken out of my check that I don't know what this is or what happened. I don't know if they didn't get a notice or if they ignored a notice or if that's the way to get their attention. And now they come to you. I don't know. I have lots of questions about that one question. What can you help with when someone is going through a wage garnishment?
Sure. So, you know, that's another major, you know, area of you know, where my clients come from. Hey, you know, Mr. Adams, I've got a notice on my payroll that says I'm supposed to get a check for $1,500, and it's $1,200 or $1,100 because of this garnishment.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
In the state that I practice in, Oregon, creditors can take 25% of your wages out of every paycheck if they can figure out where you are, and they can also sweep your bank accounts and take everything out of your bank accounts with very limited exceptions if they can figure out where your bank is. So, you know, over the years, we've dealt with some pretty complicated cases where large swaths of money are taken from payday or from pay stubs or your you know, your weekly pay or monthly pay, and your bank accounts can be taken for many thousands of dollars. The filing of a bankruptcy does a couple of things. It prevents future wage garnishment. So it's kind of like at least stopping the hemorrhaging so you can figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And in a number of cases, and specifically in my district with the exemptions that we're allowed to use on behalf of the clients, I can oftentimes get that money back after filing, or at least a portion of it. So if I have a situation where, you know, hey, I've been garnished $3,000 in the last 90 days, what am I supposed to do? Oftentimes we can file a bankruptcy, recover that money, get it to the client, stop future garnishments, as well as restructure a lot of the other debts. Because the reality of the situations that I feel, that I seem to see is by the time you're being garnished for one, and, you know, especially by the time it's hitting your payroll, oftentimes there's a plethora of other problems just under the surface. This is just one of many problems you have to deal with. And if you deal with it in a comprehensive manner, the debt issues people have, clients have, through a bankruptcy proceeding, there's just a weight lifted off people's shoulders. And I get the privilege of seeing it and really showing people how different life can be. And it's rewarding to see people come back in after 30, 60 days and say, just thank you. I mean, I get countless cards and cookies and things like that from clients whose lives are really changed for the better based on the work we do. It's really, really rewarding.
Our time is already up. I'm going to let people know how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said, but I think we hit three major things. I'm talking to the audience, if you have any of these issues and you were thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't even see a way clear, because I've been there. I think we all have been there. You have a problem and you can't see solutions because you're looking at the problem. If your driver's license, your wages are being garnished, your car has been repossessed, you have something that you think, it's not really that big of a deal, talk with attorney Alex Adams anyway, because you don't know what you don't know. And you know that saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Well, this is one of those times when it does. I can name a bunch of other times that dispels that saying, but what you don't know can hurt you. And we have people on This Needs to Be Said, and we're exposing the elephant in the room. Get in touch with these people. They are resources to help you move to your next level. No, they don't call me and tell me that you gave them all of your dirty secrets and I get to know them too. I have no idea who calls, who has issues. My job is to be a platform to share this information with you. Attorney Adams, tell them how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said, please.
Sure. For people in Oregon or Southern Washington, you can reach me on my website, PortlandBK. That's PortlandBK.com. Or you can reach me at 503-278-5400. My main office is in the Portland, Oregon area. And, of course, we do no-cost first meetings to see if it even makes sense to pursue a bankruptcy. So happy to help anybody who's interested.
I like the way – I like everything you said, okay? But the last thing you said, and we got to get out of here, is that you're going to see if this is the thing the person needs to do anyway. So we're not just here to take your money, is what I heard you just say. So
no, that's correct. That's correct.
That is much appreciated.
And we don't need to file a bankruptcy in every case. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of This Needs to Be Said. Until next time, all right? Have a wonderful day.